The global heat map of the popular fitness networking app Strava has come under intense scrutiny, just over 2 months after it was made public. The map reveals patterns of movement for anyone who shares his or her activities via fitness apps online. But it has now effectively broadcast classified locations of United States troops and organizations operating overseas. Retired US Colonel Stephen Gagnard says it is a major embarrassment.
The real problem here is that these devices have revealed U.S. personnel, special operations or intelligence personnel in countries that most people didn't know we are in.
Nathan Ruzer is studying international security and the Middle East at the Australian National University. He made the discovery that military personnel can be seen on the Strava heat map by accident and wrote a tweet about it that reached millions.
It shows you which buildings the military personnel prefer. It can show you how military personnel like to get from one part of the base to another, and even where they take their afternoon jogs, which is something very valuable if you are looking to target the base.
Tom Uren is a cybersecurity analyst who has worked with Australia's Department of Defence and now is at the International Cyber Policy Centre in Canberra. He says the information provided by the heat map could be dangerous in the wrong hands.
There's a couple of problems there. One problem is that in certain locations, having Strava at all is unusual, and those locations might, and I think probably often are secret, meant to be secret bases or secret locations that people are at.
Representatives for Strava have released a statement promising to work with military organisations in ensuring the safety of all members. The company has also republished tips for users on modifying their settings for maximum privacy, reminding users that turning off data sharing is an option. But Melbourne cybersecurity analyst Simon Smith says Strava has created a security headache for itself.
Strava, having all their data in the one spot, is a hacker's dream. There is an incentive here now that people know that Strava actually do have this data, which I would be very concerned about. So having all your eggs in one basket is very, very dangerous.
US Defence Secretary Jim Mattis has ordered a review of US security protocols. The Pentagon also says it is considering additional steps to ensure the safety of Department of Defence people at home and abroad, although it has not confirmed troops use the fitness trackers. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Robert Manning has told reporters he does not know of any instances where US bases' security has been compromised as a result of the mapping.